Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, March 19th, 2014. And in this podcast, we make our eighth journey to Ukraine/Crimea to discuss the sanctions imposed upon Russia by President Obama. President Obama, by executive order, fulfilled his pledge to impose sanctions for Russia's annexation of Crimea. After much chest thumping, accusations of violations of international law and even the Ukrainian Constitution, some type of face-saving sanctions had to be imposed. So the administration decided not to sanction Russia itself, but certain individuals, 11 to be exact, including the deposed Ukrainian president, his advisor, two Crimeans, and seven Russians, including the commanding admiral of the Russian Black Sea Fleet. Only the deposed president of Ukraine is believed to have money outside his own country. Notice that Vladimir Putin's name is missing from the list. President Obama, after much fanfare, announced, quote, the most comprehensive sanctions against Russia since the end of the Cold War, end quote. The list of 11 names sends a clear message to Russia, he said, and to Mr. Putin. Well, what is that message? The message is that the United States and the EU do not want their economic interests damaged. There is no morality left in anything we do, especially anything having to do with foreign policy. That's the message that it sends to me anyway. So Mr. Putin addressed a joint session of the Russian parliament and laughed at and mocked the United States and Barack Hussein Obama, who has now completed his mission of making the United States a laughingstock before the entire world. Quoting from Mr. Putin's speech before the Russian parliament, quote, our Western partners, headed by the United States, prefer not to be guided by international law in their practical policies, but by the rule of the gun. They have come to believe in their exceptionalism and their sense of being the chosen ones, that they can decide the destinies of the world, that it is only them who can be right, end quote. Finally, going on, Mr. Putin said, quote, Russia found itself at the stage where Russia couldn't give up. If you press the spring too hard, it will recoil, end quote. So the United States, once a great nation, now caught like a card player cheating in an old Western movie, too cowardly to face his opponent in the street that he knows is right, just leaves his money on the table and slinks out of the saloon. Well, the United States did do something. It sent Vice President Biden to Poland. While there, over 2 days, Mr. Biden will meet with the leaders of Poland, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. All are NATO members and all have very recent memories of Soviet domination. Mr. Biden offered the moral support of, quote, a steadfast ally, but could promise only modest assistance to help Poland modernize its army and lessen its dependence on Russian gas. I wonder if those in the United States who have become totally dependent on the U.S. government will someday get a promise of such modest assistance. Well, Mr. Obama's sanctions were met with laughter and with mocking, even by those 11 who were sanctioned. Members of the Russian parliament referred to him as a prankster or a joker. Folks, I remember President Bush being referred to as a cowboy and as dangerous by other countries' leaders, but I do not remember them laughing at him and mocking him to his face, to the world. The president is the United States. So now we are Barack Hussein Obama, joker and laughingstock for the entire world. It will be many years and much treasure, perhaps blood as well, before this nation recovers from all this. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.